This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. It is Friday. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It has been 14 years since this hour, 14 years ago today, was a very eventful day. I had been out of the military for 11 years at that time. I remember thinking how for all of the tools that I had assembled when I was in the military, and how, the way we had been trained and the way we had been trained to use our intelligence and our imagination. I remember looking at that attack in horrific awe, because there was nothing in my imagination that prepared me for that kind of an attack. I remember going to my children's school after I saw the second plane go in live. I remember going to my children's school and getting my kids out of school and them saying, "Why?" And even then, at the tender age, I was 41, at the tender age of 41 years, I had enough understanding that there was no defending against that kind of attack. But at the same time, that kind of attack needs a fairly sizable target to home in on. I remember thinking what it must have been like to be in that World Trade Center in the first one, probably having just gotten there that morning, maybe having a bagel or a donut or a sandwich of some sort, maybe a cup of coffee. Going out, you know, it was a very blue sky that day. Going out and walking to the window and seeing this point, this speck in the sky. Maybe it was banking at that particular time. Then all of a sudden it became still. But it got bigger. And you know, I was talking about reaction time yesterday, how long it takes your brain to fax a message to your body and everything. How long it takes your eyes to fax that message to your brain to sit there and digest it. How long did it take that guy eating that bagel with that cup of coffee, having that donut, that breakfast sandwich, maybe a, you know, microwave burrito, who knows? How long did it take them, once they ascertained what was about to happen, how long did it take them to figure out the doom they were staring at? Can you imagine how that must have felt? To take that in, to absorb that panorama that was coming at you. I did not admire anything about that attack. I was in awe of the imagination that was used in planning it and executing it. I did not find it particularly brave, as Bill Maher said it was, because that's a quick death. That's a quick death. Being asked in the chat room if I thought that if I had been on that plane, things would have been different. Even if I had persevered, I don't know, and we're never going to know. We don't know what happened to the flight crew on those planes that hit those buildings. They could have been dead. I might have been able to take a few of them. Or maybe I might have been able to do like that plane in Pennsylvania and get enough people mobilized where we took over the plane again and we were, you know, dealing with a terrorist. But, you know, you're in a plane. I think it might have been different as to what I crashed into. But that was a day when the wolves had their way with the sheep. And then in a city that claims to be the toughest to survive in that city, they found out how sheep-like they truly were, how in the face of this kind of an attack, even their heroes in the police department and the fire department really met their match, unfortunately. Nothing against their bravery. I can't imagine what kind of intestinal fortitude it took to go into that building and then start climbing stairs. I couldn't imagine that. After the second plane attack, I can't imagine what it took to stay in the city or stay in a building. Because that was the thing that day. We didn't know what else was coming. You know, the Pentagon got hit. Had the other plane that was headed for the White House, they say, that ended up in the middle of a field. We didn't know how many more of these things were happening. And we found out exactly how prepared we were for something of that magnitude and with that kind of imagination and execution. We had fighter jets going out into the ocean looking for the next attacking bird when they were over land. And they were searching and they were frantic. Now we're at a different point. Now we have a president now that wants to push a treaty that will enable Iran to get the bomb. And think whatever you want to think about Israel. Israel is a stopper in the Middle East. And Iran says Israel will not exist in 25 years. Now, from Middle East boasting standpoints, they boast a lot. They, you know, the sands are going to run red with the blood of the infidel. Didn't actually happen that way, but all different. All different. We have a president that's going to accept 10,000 undocumented, we don't know anything about them, refugees from Syria. And we've got ISIS saying, we're infiltrating you right now, and you're going to pay the passage. We will have another 9/11. We will have another incident where the sheep look up and say no. And it's going to be, you know, if things break out on the ground, it's going to be up to me and you, because there's just not enough resources for it to go otherwise. So this is the time. If you haven't already made that decision, this is where you need to maybe sit back, take a good look at yourself in the mirror, and decide what you are. There's no dishonor in being one of the sheep. The only dishonor is that if in not taking the moment to look and make that call and find out what's going on. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. One of the things that I am seeing under the pretense that it's only local news is the attempted cover-up that we're seeing from a lot of this illegal alien crime that's happening now. It's not just the Islamics we need to be concerned about. Of course, we have quite the UN of concerns already here as far as the diversity of the different nationalities of the threats we face. Right now in Loudoun County, Virginia, largely flying under the radar, despite the fact that you've got Terry McAuliffe there calling for gun control even before Vester Flanagan was identified and stopped in a traffic stop. There has been, since this past early Tuesday, all of a sudden the MS-13 street gang has started tagging high schools and middle schools. According to WUSA 9, several vehicles on Gatwick Square and Winter Grove Drive were discovered with MS-13 spray-painted on the exteriors. Additionally, walls, pillars, and two-part school buses at nearby Trailside Middle School were also found bearing the gang tags. Now, MS-13 is so feared in El Salvador that where they have members of the gang in prisons, they let those prisons run themselves. There's one detention center there that has 25 known members. And they, you know, I don't even know if they go to work. Because these guys are brutal, and they are bloodthirsty, and they are young. I don't know how many 30-year-olds are in the MS-13. Now, recently, at Parkview High School, 17-year-old Danny Centeno Miranda was murdered while he was attending classes there. He was shot twice on September 4th in Sterling, Virginia, by 20-year-old Henry Dominguez Vasquez, 18-year-old Juan Aguirre Zalea, and a unnamed 17-year-old because he's a juvenile. All four of them were in the country illegally. Dominguez Vasquez and Aguirre Zalea were charged with possession of a firearm by a person who is not a citizen of the United States and an accessory after the fact. And the juvenile was charged with second-degree murder and use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. Of course, the Loudoun County Sheriffs did not return any statements for comment. Let's go to the phones real quick. John in Tennessee, Black Lives Matter in Georgia. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Are you aware that today this King Noble was talking about a violent overthrow of white imperialism in Stone Mountain, Georgia?
Is this the guy that put the video out that said that, you know, anytime you cross a corner there may be somebody waiting on you?
I don't know if he said that or not, Bill, but what he is saying is they're burning American flags, they're burning Confederate flags, they're going to burn police uniforms. He's calling for war on the white man, an end to white imperialism in all ways. You know, basically, he believes he's the black messiah. He's King Noble.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that in this particular moment, if this is actually, you know, we'll see this as it begins to unfold. And if there is a need to be more vigilant and plan more and put plans into place. But you got to remember, Louis Farrakhan has been calling for this for years.
Well, here's
Sharpton has been calling for this for years in veiled terms. I mean, this has been going on a long time. This is not nothing new. This is just a new face saying it.
Well, I understand that. But today is September 11th, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm ex-military like you.
Right.
And I was a weapons mechanic. I was involved in bombs and rockets and missiles. I actually studied architecture before I went into the Air Force. I'm wondering, Bill, how buildings, you know, it's September 11th, and we never hear about Building 7, which also fell on the same day. It was not hit by a plane, but it fell as a result of a fire. We don't hear about that. I'm wondering why. And then and then you find a building that falls straight down into its own footprint at free fall speed, and no one talks about that. Then you see a hole in the Pentagon that, to me, is clearly not of an airplane, because if you'll look at the little bit of video that is available and still photos that are available, you'll see an engine turbine that is actually from a missile. It's not from an airplane. But yet America is believing and buying and being told a lie. I'm wondering, Bill. I mean, I love this country.
Well,
but I don't trust my government as far as I could spit up.
And nor should you, okay? But here's what I will tell you, okay? As far as that is concerned, I've heard the stories. I have seen the very little bit of video that you're talking about with the Pentagon. Now, I watched the second plane go in live on television at World Trade Center. And I, you know, I don't know what was actually piloting that plane. I also know that earlier this year in Garland, Texas, we had Islamics trying to shoot up a place for a cartoon convention.
And then you take on top all of that, but you've got a war against 19 Arabs that flew planes into the towers. If you believe the government story, and we go to war in Afghanistan, and when we want to win the war in Afghanistan, we got to go get them, because now they're in Iraq. And here we are 14 years later, still fighting this invisible foe. Where blame is being laid on people that, although they are our enemies, may not have perpetrated the crime that the war was initiated over.
Well, I would like to see, I'd like to see Obama just, you know, declassify the 28 pages of supposed intelligence that exists that they can read on a daily basis that might show how much of a Saudi involvement was involved in that, because, you know, Bin Laden was a Saudi. But, John, I'm about to run out of time.
Can I say one more thing?
If you can say it quick.
Okay, do the math. Somebody do the math. 110 stories falling, and even if you took a half a second between each floor collapse still, it'd be 55 seconds. But 110 floors fell in less than 11 seconds. It's free fall speed. It's mathematically impossible unless the floor beneath the floor above was already gone and it was falling without restriction. Don't believe the lie.
Very good. Stay safe, John. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Right. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to make one thing abundantly transparent here, okay? I am unconcerned with a whole lot of details in today's world, primarily because details seem to always be sort of have a distracting quality to them. I look for the things behind the scenes that aren't getting reported to us, that don't make it to the magic box. And I do that because those are the things that I find both interesting and corroding to our American culture. I look at these attacks that happened on September 11th, and I would agree with anybody here. I know all about the USS Liberty. I know what happened that particular day when LBJ was trying to sink a ship out there to start a war in the Middle East. I know that this government looks upon us as numbers and pawns. I get that. I get it completely. But I don't remember, you know, first of all, during the USS Liberty incident, I might have been two. No, I was younger. No, I was a little older than that. But I don't remember what the worldwide response to that was. I do remember what the worldwide response to 9/11 was. I remember the Islamics dancing in the streets wherever they were. I remember the 1993 attempt at the World Trade Center. And I am enough of a, you know, the way I think is this. There are things out there that do happen that could be possibly labeled as something like a false flag. And then there are real attacks. There are real attacks that are due to, you know, and most of the real attacks that we actually suffer, we are going to suffer because of malfeasance on the part of our government or mishandling on the part of intelligence or something like that. And the whole premise behind what I'm talking about is that worrying about stuff like that does nothing to prepare you if it unfolds in front of you. Now, of course, you can't sit there and physically train 24 hours a day to become the ultimate Rambo, super warrior, Bruce Willis type dude. You just can't. So that leaves us as humans time to think. And then that's when sometimes some of us, and I'm not saying anybody in particular, I'm not saying John, I'm not saying anybody. That's when some of us may allow ourselves to be distracted to the point to where we forget what our goal should be, which is to be ready, ever ready. Like the batteries. Like the bunny. You know, the modern Minuteman concept, the sheepdog concept, I'm not concerned with who the wolf is. I'm concerned that there's a wolf. And then my next train of thought is going to be, how do I eliminate the wolf? And then my next action is going to be attempting to eliminate the wolf. I may die attempting to eliminate the wolf. Okay, I knew that when I signed up. I get that. But some of this other stuff, you know, and I've looked long and hard, and for every theory, there's a counter theory out there today. No doubt about it. There is no doubt about the counter theories that are available. They are all over the place. And this is what I'll tell you. I don't know anything about one, engineering. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about what John was talking about it falling faster than, and I didn't time it, and I guess we could time it, but, you know. At this particular point, all I know is it came down and 3,000 Americans died. That's a common denominator for me. And the people that it was laid at their feet, while we may have gone in the wrong directions, we did go, you know, Afghanistan was sort of a, it was pretty dumb. We had the right idea in the beginning, and then we lost it. We lost that focus. Iraq, well, we see how Iraq is today. Iraq is becoming an ISIS stronghold. We went in there and we disrupted the sitting government, which was despotic without a doubt, but we disrupted it and then we left. Just like we did in Vietnam. Which we didn't disrupt Vietnam. We just went in there because we were trying to stop the spread of communism. So, really, truly, my basic philosophy is this. There is a bunch of stuff out there today that is, it's not clear. It's very opaque. And I can spend my time trying to peer through that glass. Or I can say to myself, there's a reason that this glass is opaque. Because somebody doesn't want me to see that. Now, what can I possibly do to prepare for something that somebody might not possibly want me to know about? What could that possibly be? It's not a question of is there evil, malfeasant stuff happening out there with our government and other governments and people and religions and all this other stuff. There is no question about that. The big question is, do we sit around discussing it or do we get ready for it? My thing is to get ready for it. I can't really describe some of the things I would advocate simply because this is radio. And, you know, my big job is to try to keep your eyes from crossing when I'm doing something. I got to be a little more descriptive than getting out there and saying, now, of course, when you dig a foxhole, you want to have the grenade sump here, and it helps if you know somebody with a backup. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I just want to, you know, maybe jog a few heads a little bit, make a light bulb come on in a couple here and there. Because I'm telling you, in this world, with all of the nations, and with all of the people, and with our government, and with everything else, you cannot keep up with the details. We can certainly highlight some of them. We can look at them and point them out, okay? But we need to get to a general state of just constant readiness. We need to be ready to roll. I know a great many people that post everything they see on Facebook. They post every little warning they see on Facebook. It's good to know that there's bad stuff out there. But you can't give so much of your attention to what's going on that you neglect your preparation. You can if you want to, and then you're caught short at that point. And the problem with you getting caught short is if you get caught short around me, I'm going to have enough compassion if you are caught short to try to help you out. And that's going to diminish my capability. I'm not looking forward to that. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, here's something for you to consider right now. First of all, I don't know exactly what my listenership is like in Massachusetts. I know I don't have an affiliate there. I don't know what my downloads are like. I'd have to look. I don't know why there's any gun owners in Massachusetts, to be honest with you. And I think it's in the last 10 or 15 years, gun ownership in Massachusetts or in Boston, I can never get this straight, has gone down 70-some-odd%. Now, in order to drive those numbers down, officials in Boston are sending out letters to registered gun owners. Why should there never be a gun registry? Here's one reason. They're sending out these letters to registered gun owners as part of the Your Peace for Peace initiative. This outreach campaign, which was announced this past week on Wednesday by Mayor Martin J. Walsh and Police Commissioner William Evans, contends that most illegal guns taken off the streets in the city were recovered from someone other than the original legal purchaser. Who would have thunk it? I wonder what that means. Oh, yeah, the legal gun owners aren't criminals. But no matter. Walsh cited a study by Rutgers University and Harvard Kennedy School researchers commissioned by the city, which found almost two-thirds of the 3,202 recovered guns analyzed were not reported as transferred with the Massachusetts Firearms Records Bureau, despite being required by law. Evans said in a statement, "These individuals who are doing the shootings, they have access to illegal weapons on the street. Without better law enforcement and education, we're letting things slip through the cracks, and legally purchased firearms are falling into the hands of criminals." Now, notice one thing that they are not doing here. They're not stating how many legal firearms fell into the hands of criminals that originated in Boston. That is a tell. Penalties for non-compliance with that law is a $1,000 fine. So, therefore, the Boston police are sending all 8,000 registered gun owners in the city an official letter reminding them of their duties under state law to report lost or stolen guns, as well as any sell or transfer in a timely manner. Failure to do that is a $1,000 fine as well. The letter reads, as partners in keeping the neighborhood safe, we want to bring to your attention your obligations as a gun owner, and ask for your cooperation in keeping guns in the hands of only those legally authorized to carry them. Correspondence goes on to give tips about safe weapon storage, offers a free gun lock, and closes with how to turn in unwanted firearms as part of your Peace for Peace program, which offers a $200 gift card in return for a gun surrendered to the police. This program, which debuted last year, has thus far brought in one gun, probably not a crime gun. Mayor Walsh is saying we must think creatively in order to reduce the amount of illegal guns and violence in our streets. Now, their creative thinking is to go and warn the legal gun owners. That's their creative thinking. It is very telling that they don't mention how many of these guns, which they should know. Now, they're saying that two-thirds of the 3,202, does that mean that one-third of them originated in Boston? Is that what that means? They're saying they were not reported as transferred within the Massachusetts Firearm Records Bureau. This is why we don't want a registration, because right now, as it stands, based upon the 4473s that I filled out, you know, in my state, SLED, who's in charge of that stuff, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, they could very easily make the summation that I own guns. Okay? But they don't know which ones I still own. They don't know which ones I have sold. And they don't know where they are. So them sending a letter to me is phishing. Any information they would gather would be due to the voluntary nature of me giving it to them, which they would get nothing. In Boston, it is not that way. In Boston, everybody, if out of the 8,000 people, if one of them owns two guns, they know it. They know what kind of gun. And they're making out like these guys are walking around with six shooters tied to their leg. I mean, it's really interesting. Just the mere possession of a gun precipitates this need to warn the legal, law-abiding gun owners of Boston not to let their guns fall into criminal hands. We know that the majority of guns that criminals use are neither stolen nor bought at gun shops. They are given to them by friends and family. We do not know how many, quote, criminal, end quote, guns exist out there. We don't know how many of these, you know, we know how many guns sort of exist in the United States. When they're putting these numbers together, I don't know if they're saying that, you know, they do take into account certain things like guns being destroyed, guns that were made before a certain date, guns that were made after a certain date. I don't know if they take into consideration how many guns might be in the black market, which I would put all criminal guns to be in the black market. I don't know. But we do know how they get there. Getting out there and stating that the problem is the legal, law-abiding gun owner in in Boston is, to me, this is them flailing in the water as they try to, as they're drowning. There's certain things that law enforcement cannot escape. Now, I have no doubt that the rank and file police street cop in Boston is probably a pretty good male or female that is probably joined the force to try to serve and protect. I got no doubt about that. The people in charge of them, of course, are idiots, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to placate the mob, as they would say in Gladiator. Do you remember the part in Gladiator where the politicians are talking about making sure to keep the mob down placating the mob, keeping them happy, keeping the facade up. Let's give them some sort of entertainment. That's what we get every day. It's called television. That's why I don't watch it. I'm not. I don't want to be one of the mob. I don't want to be one of the ones out there. Right now, you know, I saw this on Fox News. This was news, according to Fox News. Taylor Swift has overtaken Kim Kardashian as the queen of Instagram. Did you know that? She has 400,000 more followers now than Kim Kardashian. And I guess a fourth point of contact, 12 times smaller. Somehow that happened. This is news. This is what the mob sucks up. The mob sucks up stuff like, whatever happened to the cast of Petticoat Junction? Now, I understand there's a need for filler out there in news because there's actually, you know, news is was never meant to be a 24/7 thing. It was never meant to be because there's only so many things that actually happen. There's local news, state news, there's federal news or nationwide news. But this is the kind of thing that makes it on sites like Fox News. Stuff like 10 celebrities who have aged badly, botched plastic surgery. This is the stuff people lap up every day. And in the meantime, in Boston, where a bunch of them are lapping this up, a bunch of them read this morning and said, can you imagine Taylor Swift? Well, she's such a sweet little thing. And she sings so good. I just love it when she sings. She seems so sweet. And she forgave Kanye. They know all the story about Taylor Swift. They know the story about Kim Kardashian. If you ask them, hey, is your city government starting to attack your legal, law-abiding gun owners? They would look at you with a look of mystery on their face. Really? Let's go to hour number two, shall we? We will be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.